it's Alexis from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. They told me to intro the podcast, so yep, here I am. Intro done. Okay.
Yep.
Here we go.
Overall, the world is in pretty great shape right now, I'd say.
Really?
Climate change is making our oceans bigger.
That's
wow. We love oceans, so more ocean is good.
Look at all that water.
You know, I love a positive outlook, Jeff, but I don't think that's the takeaway.
No, he's right. It's fresh water from the glaciers.
Yeah, and almost
from the glaciers.
Bikini weather year-round.
Yeah, it's so hot.
AI is on the verge of taking over humanity and doing all of our jobs, Soa, so that we'll never have to work again.
And homeless.
Wait, you're on board too?
With the work thing, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. World government, super stable.
Totally. Uh-huh.
Three thumbs up right now.
I heard everybody agrees on everything, too.
It's so great.
Yeah, and now
a lot of peace.
Another major global issue is about to be solved. Finally, no more snack food shortages during long road trips through the desert.
Yay!
Has that happened to you a lot?
Because the snack company Cheez-It just opened a pop-up gas station in Joshua Tree National Park, California.
Ooh, no way. Oh,
dude, Joshua Tree is beautiful, but wholly overcrowded.
And that, well, instead of pumping gas at this place, the pumps spray mini bags of Cheez-Its through the car window for free.
Oh, wow.
Are you for
real?
Amazing.
Yep, they're calling it the Cheez-It Stop.
They need to rename it Joshua Cheese.
It's only open now through Sunday, so you got to drive over there to get your Cheez-It.
Oh, now it's going to be really overcrowded.
Yeah.
But they're also doing merch for sale, which they describe as, quote, absurdly cheesy mementos.
Why Joshua Tree? Is there a link? Like, I don't really understand.
Maybe people have been complaining that there's not enough snacks.
Cheese in the desert situation.
Yeah.
Go there and ask those questions yourself.
Okay. All right.
Of course, there's also thousands of boxes of Cheez-Its available there for purchase, including special flavors that you can't find in grocery stores.
The Rangers are going to love how everyone puts their garbage in the garbage can after they're done with their Cheez-Its,
oh,
I'm sure.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
no.
Thank God that global problem is fixed. Let's fix one more by going to the shot caller question of the day.
Okay.
With Digital Jake, our show's fixer. So, Jake, take it away.
In the criminal justice trivia system, questions are answered by two separate but equally clueless groups. Radio hosts, who talk for a living but hardly ever say anything insightful or remotely coherent, and digital producers who love to make fun of them when they're wrong. These are their stories. And today, you're each going to be given a bizarre or strange law from somewhere in the world. You'll have to tell me if it's real or made up in a Law and Order, one and done shot caller question of the day.
All right, book of Jimmy.
I like the sound effects.
Let's start with Alexis.
Okay.
In Louisiana, biting someone with your natural teeth is considered simple assault, but biting someone with your fake teeth is considered aggravated assault. Is that true or false?
You gotta think Louisiana, not a lot of natural teeth still left down
there.
That's
why they had to make
a
law.
Yeah. So the fake teeth is worse.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, like, I feel like that's pretty meditated. Like, you have to think about putting your teeth in before you bite someone.
Because the dentures could be like a separate weapon from your body.
Exactly.
It's like having a prosthetic.
Or a throwing star.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe. From across the room.
I do, seriously. It's like how, like, girls would take their hoops out before fighting, but instead you put the dentures in and you're going at them. I'm going to say
it's my fighting team.
Yeah, true, Jake.
Alexis said that's true, and it's...
Wow.
No. Think twice if you have dentures biting Louisiana.
That's awesome.
Alexis, you're safe. Let's go to Brooke.
Okay.
Brooke, in Ohio, it's legal to throw a snake at someone, but it's illegal to shake a snake at someone. Is that true or false?
And this isn't a euphemism.
Yeah,
no. Nope. We're talking about the animals.
That's definitely illegal.
That's encouraged in Ohio.
That's encouraged.
Wow. I mean, I think that would be animal cruelty, but so would throwing one.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, religions, like, that really lean
in
on snakes.
That's a good
point. Like, you see those kind of out there churches, and the pastor's at the front, like, with two snakes in his hand, and he's, like, shaking them at the congregation.
You go to snake church?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's, like, symbolic.
Throwing a snake, though, I mean, I'm just trying to think of a reason, right? Like, why that'd be okay, but if you shake a snake, not okay.
Only
seems like it'd
like
be the other way around.
Yeah.
I think throwing a snake should be illegal, so I'm going to say that's false, Jake.
Brooke said false, and that is... It's true.
No.
Oh, dang.
It's considered improper behavior to shake the snake, but once the snake leaves your hand on the toss, you're no longer responsible for that snake. Oh, so you're fine there.
Okay. So that is strange.
Helping it fly to its destination.
Just let go if you have the urge. Brooke, you're getting shocked. Let's go to Jose.
All right.
Jose, in New York City, it's illegal for two people to carry a large pane of glass in a public area like they do in chase scenes in movies.
Yeah.
Any glass has to be triple wrapped, and a permit is needed to clear the area before glass transportation. Is that true or false?
Oh, my god!
Just to make sure someone doesn't run through it.
I saw a semi-truck backing into a spot, and he online the other day. It was like a viral video. Mm-hmm. This guy blocked all of traffic.
What does that have to do with glass, yeah. Jose?
What I'm saying is, for a giant loading dock, mm-hmm. they don't stop a street. You know what I mean?
But for a pane of glass,
but
they would.
For one pane of glass, would they?
Yeah, but you wouldn't
block a whole street off.
You wouldn't injure yourself if there was a loading truck.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, because
we're like birds and we can't see glass and we just run into it.
Or we're like moths drawn to the glass.
Just like I have to.
I mean, my kids are. If somebody's cleaned it, they definitely want to put their fingers all over it.
Right.
I could see this being true, but I don't think it is. I'm gonna say false.
Jose said false, and that is. False!
Yay!
Not a real law.
My logic worked.
Alexis and Jose, you're safe. Brooke's getting shocked. Jeff.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, Jeff.
Should I read your question?
If you want.
Okay. Jeff, just last year, Alaska made it illegal to train a bird or to use a drone to catch a fish. The state considers it unfair fishing, and they believe when technology catches up, it could decimate the fish population.
Oh.
Is that true or false? No birds or drones to catch fish.
Oh, man.
I always thought the drones were kind of noisy, and they would scare the fish away, but drones are getting quieter and quieter.
That's true. Once they
solve
that problem.
They're going to be delivering our pizzas here soon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That'd be cool.
And I mean, there's a lot of strange fishing laws. You know, like, they want to make it challenging.
And
so.
Could you see, like a drone flying out over the water, like carrying a little tiny fishing rod, putting the bait down in the water, or shooting lasers into the water from the drone.
I mean, that's the thing. Oh, like, what if they did, like, some sort of sound that, like, stuns all the fish or something? I don't know.
Some or just EMP. Put a gun on it.
Mobster fishing.
I think the threat there might be real. I'm going to say that's true.
Jeffrey said true, and that is... It's false.
Go ahead.
Use all the drone guns you know.
Drone Tommy gun.
Kill the whole
I'm
fish
concerned
population.
About it, Jeff. Who are you, Jake?
Yeah, you can call me that.
All right. Well, Brooke and I are going to take a shock together today.
Again.
And somebody wanted to hear Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye.
Oh, I love this song. Okay, ready? Cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Accidental harmonization.
Ain't no valley low enough.
Brooke's not doing that on purpose.
Ain't no river wide enough.
Why?
To keep me from getting to you.
That was great.
That was good.
Good job.
I said, Brooke doesn't have very much tone, but that was a perfect harmonization.
Hey, we didn't need any backhanded compliments.
Sounded great.
Yeah, okay.
Your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You ever heard the expression, I miss you so much it hurts?
Yeah,
of course.
I always thought that was like a metaphor.
No, it can. It can really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a listener on the phone who says she figured out a secret way to literally make her boyfriend feel physically ill whenever she goes out of town.
Whoa!
And then, that sounds more diabolical than that saying.
Did Alexa say that could come in handy?
And then once she comes back, apparently he feels incredible. Again, all of a sudden.
What?
And don't worry, she's not poisoning him or anything malicious.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's actually a very simple idea that she's come up with, and she says it's her way of tricking her boyfriend into loving her even more.
Oh,
now
it's
Alexis
always good to trick
again.
Him into it, right, Alexis?
I mean, I'm ready to hear this. Yeah.
Sounds emotionally healthy to me, and you can learn her secret by tuning in for a brand new mass speaker. It's coming up at 7:10.
You don't know me.
Confession I can't take back.
I am
the masked speaker.
We got a text to 78592 that says, I always ask my girlfriend if she needs to use the toilet before me.
Oh, that's nice.
She thinks I'm being polite.
Yeah.
But it's actually so that the toilet seat isn't freezing cold once it's my turn to go.
Oh my God, it's genius.
It's true.
I mean, both parties are happy in that situation.
Absolutely.
I mean, nobody likes a cold toilet seat the same way nobody likes a cold, chilling secret that sends shivers down your spine as soon as it touches your ears.
Yeah.
But the good news is, Jose, uses our office toilet about 12 times an hour, so that thing's constantly warm.
I eat a lot of fiber.
It's actually, they turn off the heater because it's so warm.
It is. It just keeps it's the same way we keep your confessions toasty and safe right here on the Mass Speaker. And one of our listeners is ready to sit down and drop a healthy secret right here before we flush it out onto the airwaves.
Let's shop with this analogy.
I think it works. She's chosen to go by Lily. So, Lily, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Such a nice fake name for such a terrible introduction, Lily. Yeah. I'm so sorry.
We've hit the switch to occupied on the lavatory, and the voice changer is on. You are now the Mass Speaker, Lily. Whenever you're ready, let's hear your confession.
Okay, so I used to work as a barista, and one of our tricks was that whenever someone was rude, we would give them decaf instead of regular coffee.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that before.
I was a server, and some people I worked with did the same thing.
Even at the restaurant, they would do that?
Yeah.
They'd switch the decaf for...
No one's safe.
But yeah, totally.
Does that really, like, get them back or anything?
It's thing to make you feel better.
I still think it's a placebo effect. Like, if you think you drink coffee, you imagine you're well-weighted.
Well, the thing is that if they're, like, coffee addicts, like... A lot of them are. They'll get withdrawals.
That's true.
Think about that.
I still have a headache. Like, it won't go away.
I'm glad you don't work at a methadone clinic.
Yeah. I gave him sugar. Yeah.
That was dark. Okay. Is that the confession?
No, it's better. So I'm not a barista anymore.
Okay.
But I realized I could use that trick on my boyfriend.
What?
It sounds unhealthy already, but go ahead.
Yeah.
No, you're going to love it.
Okay.
I have to travel for work sometimes. Our relationship in the beginning, we had some trust issues.
Fun.
I have trust issues with guys, right?
Okay.
So my current boyfriend, very heavy coffee drinker, like 10 cups a day, like needs it.
His heart literally doesn't beat without it.
So I was like, let me try my little decaf switch on him.
Why? Were you mad at him? Why would you do that?
Just hear me out.
She said she has trust issues with guys. So like,
maybe they should have trust issues with you.
It just makes her feel better.
Which is why we're using the voice changer.
Okay. Right.
Whenever I go out of town, I will secretly swap our bag of coffee at home for decaf without him knowing.
So he's too tired to cheat. Is that the plan?
When I'm gone, he has withdrawals. He texts me that he has headaches. His mood is off. He doesn't want to go out. And then when I come home, I'll switch it back to regular. His headaches go away. Now he's happy that I'm home.
Oh, wow.
He thinks it's you. He's having withdrawals from you. He's and then you come back into my life, honey, and everything is so much better.
Never leave me.
Yeah, stop going out of town.
You tricked your boyfriend into loving you more.
Yay.
Exactly.
I'm physically ill when she's gone. Like, I need her. I have to marry her.
I mean,
you still are doing this?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes so much sense.
I don't know.
Right?
I
get headaches if I don't have coffee. If I sleep in one day, I'll get a headache because I'm like, I haven't drank coffee
yet. Don't you ever feel guilty? Like you're lying to him, you're switching out his drink when he calls you and complains?
I mean, if he asked me straight out, did you switch the coffee, I wouldn't lie.
Because you put the decaf in the regular container, right? Like you just swap out of the bag.
I put the arsenic in there too, and he never asked about it, so it's not a lie.
I think every healthy relationship has a little bit of manipulation.
Exactly.
You have to do it because you love them.
You know it's bad if Alexis agrees with you.
I think we're onto something here. But now every guy who has a headache this morning is like, wait a second. My girlfriend swapped out the coffee on me.
I mean, he's never cheated on you, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I think of it as conditioning him to love me more.
Okay.
Conditioning. Okay.
I think if you said that to a therapist, they may have some thoughts.
I
think you should write a book on this.
How
to condition your boyfriend to love you more.
That's crazy. How long has this been going on?
We've been together about a year and a half, and I've been doing it for like 8-9 months.
Oh, wow.
And has he proposed yet?
Not yet. I'll keep you updated.
He can't buy a ring when she's out of town. He's convulsing in his apartment.
I wonder what food she has to swap out to get him to propose.
Yeah.
You better be careful. He's going to stop by a coffee shop and get real coffee and think that that's the love of his life. Oh, yeah. He finally gets caffeine.
He falls in love with a barista.
Exactly.
Well, good luck for you and your relationship,
wow.
Lily.
Thanks, guys.
Coffee right. Drinkers beware.
Yeah. And text in to 78592 if you have a confession that you've been holding on to. We'll hide your identity, mask your voice, and make you the next mass speaker. We got your phone tab coming up.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You know, there's a time in every guy's life mm-hmm. where he wonders, is that dude my best friend?
Aww. Oh, really? You guys think that?
Maybe he is.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
What do I do now?
Oh, just be friends.
Well, it can get especially awkward as an adult if you get that feeling and you want to make it official by asking him to be your best bro.
Oh.
Okay.
That's what happens today.
It's a big deal for
us. It doesn't happen all the time in dude circles?
No, it's happening today when Jose calls up a guy's girlfriend to say, you might not know me, but I work with your man.
Oh.
And I think we're about to be bros for life.
Oh.
Do you think he'll accept if I ask him?
Oh, he's nervous.
Getting some advice.
No, he wants permission to be best bros.
Okay.
So it's going to get awkward in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello.
Hi, is this Sarah?
Yes. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Eddie. We've never met before, but I am a huge fan.
Okay, I'm sorry, I don't know you.
I'm sorry, that sounded kind of weird. Look, I work with your boyfriend, Tim. I don't know if he's ever mentioned anything about me, maybe?
I'm sorry. No, but...
Oh. Okay, are you sure, though? Maybe he called me Steady Eddie? Or Eddie?
No.
Or Ed? Edward, maybe? Like, you ever heard that name?
No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
But are you okay? Is Tim okay?
Yeah, Tim is great. Oh, my gosh. Tim, he's amazing. I just started working here a few weeks ago, and it's weird because, you know, him and I just, like, totally connected.
Connected how? What are you talking about?
You know Tim. He's so funny, and he thinks I'm funny. I don't know. It just kind of works between us. It's like a brotopia.
Okay.
Brotopia. Well, get it?
That's great. You guys are friends.
Yeah, it is great. And look, this may sound a little cheesy, but you know how every guy has a best bro?
Yeah.
Well, I think I finally found mine after all these years, and I am just so happy.
okay.
Do you think if I asked him to be my best bro, he would say yes?
Do I think if, sir, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know either. We're both nervous about this.
Oh,
I'd be so happy. I'd do like a cartwheel on a big grass hill, and I'd put it on YouTube, and I'd title it Bros for Life, but like the number 4, because it's cooler.
Okay. I should probably talk to Tim about this.
Oh, no, don't tell him, okay? Don't tell him. It's a surprise.
Don't tell him.
Look, I just have 2 questions for you. First, when is his birthday? He will not tell me, that silly pants. I keep asking.
You sound like a nice guy, but...
I am. I'm super nice.
I don't know if I should get that information out because he doesn't even know I'm talking to you. So.
Oh, okay, forget that one. What about this one? This is more important. Where is he most ticklish? Oh.
What? That's not funny.
I got long fingies, so if he wanted to be tickled anywhere, I need to know his sweet spot.
No, I gotta get going, okay?
No, wait, hold on, wait. He told me you guys were having an anniversary coming up, and you're going to, like a cabin.
He told you that?
Yeah, I'm gonna tag along, if that's okay.
No.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Because even though he's going to be getting down and dirty with you, he'll need some bro time to recharge the batteries. if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
So if I'm doing bro time with him, we need to make sure that you have our lunches ready when we come back from fishing and arm wrestling each other.
I'm not making anybody lunches on my anniversary. I don't even know who you are.
I'm Steady Eddie.
Yeah, you said that already, but I don't think he would appreciate you calling me without asking him.
No, he totally knows. He's the one who sent you up for this prank phone call. It's like, duh, that's what bros do. Best bros.
Wait, what?
Yeah, my name's actually Jose from... Oh, wait, sorry. My name's actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're about to get cursed out, for real. I was trying to be nice because you said you was a coworker. Oh, my God.
Look, Tim set you up, and he obviously got you really good. He wanted to wish you a happy anniversary, tell you that he loves you, you're his best friend in the world, and he's glad you're not his bro. Not like me. I'm his bro.
Your voice is horrible. I hate your voice.
Oh, you don't like my voice? Well, you better get used to it, sister, because you're going to hear a lot of it at the cabin when we're fishing and arm wrestling and you're making lunches.
Yeah, I doubt it. I'll drown you first.
Can I request no PB&Js because I'm allergic to peanuts?
Sure.
And also about 14 other things.
Oh, my God.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Maybe it's just me, but I think some of the best How We Met stories start with something really awkward or embarrassing happening.
Mm.
Like, we met when I found her using the urinal in the men's bathroom.
Oh, what? I mean,
meat story?
Okay. I've never done that.
Yeah.
Oh. Never. That's so crazy. Why would anyone do that?
Or she helped me up when I fell into the grave pit at the clown funeral.
No.
Oh no.
Also never done that. Yeah.
But not too long ago, we heard about one of the most hilarious yet embarrassing first dates ever. And now that story is going to be adding a chapter 2.
Uh-oh.
They're both back to tell us more about their blossoming relationship.
All right.
Hopefully awkward and blossoming during a brand new second date update next.
Second date update.
Most of the time when we have listeners come back on the show for another second date update, it's because we screwed up on the first try and failed to help them.
Yeah, I mean... Seems
you're right, Brooke. It is what we do best. I agree. But that's actually not the case today because we have a guy named Abraham on the phone. I don't know if you remember him, but last time he was on, good old Honest Abe was at a bowling alley eating grilled cheese sandwiches when he accidentally started chatting with another random woman that he thought was his date.
Dude, grilled cheese girl.
Right.
Yeah, we all strive to be her.
And she turned out to be someone completely different, not related at all.
Totally. Yeah, and she ordered, like, how many grilled cheeses?
Like 12.
Yeah, and ate them all without talking.
That's
I'm sorry, he didn't even want to date her. He wanted to date his actual date. Yeah,
she was very intriguing.
Dude. I don't think the men menu was the main part of the story, Brooke.
You
tend to focus on the food part a lot.
It was amazing.
The part that I remember is that we got a yes from his date at that time.
His actual date, not a grilled cheese girl.
And we reconnected him. They were supposed to go out again, so I don't know why he's reaching out to us now. Abraham, what happened?
Hey, guys. Well, we went out on a couple more dates, and it just didn't work out.
It fizzled.
Yeah.
That's too bad, man. Sorry about that.
So now we're calling a different woman, I assume?
Yeah. So her name's Charlotte, and she's amazing.
Aww. That's sweet,
that's
Abraham.
What you said about the last girl. So.
Hey, come on.
All right.
There's a lot of amazing people out there,
Kat. Where did you meet Charlotte?
We met online, actually. And she, first of all, like, her picture is beautiful. She's really smart and funny, and even just like chatting, there was instant chemistry. It was just really nice, and it was just really easy.
You sound so excited. I love this.
I am.
Because I remember last time you called in, we really concentrated on, you know, the other woman that was involved. But this time it sounds like it's all about Charlotte.
And you sounded more defeated last time. This time you sound optimistic and hopeful, bro.
Yeah.
I'm optimistic for the person. I'm just really embarrassed that I screwed up again.
Oh, no.
You did.
Don't be, bro.
Why?
Did
what?
You do this?
Well, yeah, we don't know that yet.
Okay. Yeah. So here, we finally went on our first date. It was going amazingly well, better than expected. We went out to dinner. And about halfway through, I had to go to the bathroom. Okay. And then probably one of the most embarrassing things that's ever happened to me happened.
And
I want to just fully say it was my fault.
Oh.
She had nothing to do with it.
What?
I basically, I had to get out of there.
What?
Wait, like, did you have an accident? Is that what you mean? Like you went to the bathroom and had?
No. I would rather not say.
Okay.
Did you accidentally kiss another guy in there?
Wait, what? No one was thinking that, Jeff.
That's what always happens to me. It's like, oops, how did that happen?
So you ditched her?
So, I mean, not like just cold. So
you went back to the table and then said you had to leave.
I couldn't. It's hard to explain. I had to get out of there.
And what?
I went to the car and I texted her. I just said, hey, something came up. I'm so sorry. I have to go.
Oh, no.
What? How could it be that bad where you can't even face her?
I mean, at least
I don't know that I want details if it was that bad. I mean, honestly.
That can't feel good. Like, Alexis, how would you feel if you were on a date with a guy who went to the bathroom and then never came back and just sent you a text being like, sorry, I'm leaving?
I would never talk to him again. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, but let's say he paid for your meal and your Uber home.
Oh, money works to save all my problems. So.
See,
all
right.
Yeah. Here's $100. I'm sorry.
Wait, did you Venmo Charlotte?
I did, actually.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Okay.
Oh, so you paid for the meal still?
Wait, what did you say?
I basically just said I had an emergency and I had to go. I'm sorry that I had to dip out. And then she basically just replied in emojis, and I didn't know what they meant, but I looked it up, and it was not kind.
Ah.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Like when you string a bunch of emojis together and they mean something.
It's like, what does this middle finger emoji mean? Google that.
Yeah, I just need your guys' help. I don't want her to know that something, like, happened in the bathroom.
Okay. Dude, how are we going to get you another date without telling her what happened?
We'll have to find a way to skirt around it, but...
Oh, man.
We'll play a song, we'll come back, and I normally don't have to ask our listeners to do this, but... Please, for the love of God, do not use the bathroom in between these two songs, because I don't know what's going to happen to you in there, Abraham, but we need you for the second part of this, okay?
Yeah, so stay put.
Oh, no, not going to the bathroom.
Okay.
Okay, good.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
You're in the middle of a second date update, and we're going to find out how the couple is doing right after you hear part two.
What happens in the bathroom stays in the bathroom. Huh? At least today it does.
Oh, we're going to keep it there?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, good.
This one time and one time only, because one of our listeners, Abraham, had something embarrassing go down while he was using the restroom in the middle of his first date.
Yeah.
And it was so bad, he had to just ditch right there.
Oh, I just feel so bad for him. I can't imagine
I feel bad for both.
Yeah, I know, but it's like, it's so embarrassing.
We feel bad, and we don't even know the details of what happened, because he's too shy to even tell us. Now, to his credit, he did Venmo his date, Charlotte, to pay for the meal.
Yeah.
He said he was sorry, and he asked for a redo.
All over text, right?
And all he's gotten back are vulgar emojis.
Uh-huh.
Deserved.
I mean, if you're ditched in the middle of a restaurant, you're not going to believe any excuse somebody gives you.
Yeah.
Abraham, how hopeful are you for this one?
On a scale of 1 to 10, like 7.5.
Wow.
Well, that's pretty
high. That's higher than me.
Yeah.
Couldn't be honest.
I can kind of see that because...
This is going to be hard.
All you got to do is get her to just forgive you. And then other than that, that's the only bad thing that happened on the date.
How do you forgive someone when you don't tell them what happened?
Uh-huh. Like, you're right.
I mean, because you don't want us to mention anything about an embarrassing situation.
We just need a good enough lie.
Food poisoning?
Common.
Yeah. And could be accurate.
Yeah.
I think we won't expose you for whatever happened.
Okay.
Well, mainly we're not going to expose him because we honestly have no idea what happened.
I know, he's actually smart not to tell us.
Anyway.
We leak that stuff all the time.
Let's just call Charlotte and see what she has to say. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Charlotte?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Charlotte. This is Jeff from a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Okay.
You have a lovely voice, by the way. I just feel like I need to say that.
Yeah.
And a nice name.
Beautiful name.
Mm-hmm. How do you know my name? How did you get my number and my name?
Oh, I didn't even get to compliment your number. Beautiful phone number, too. Lots of wonderful numbers in
Maybe
there.
Maybe too thick at this
point. You're buttering her up a lot.
All right. Well, I'm trying to do everything I can because we're calling you, Charlotte, on behalf of one of our listeners who you went out on a date with the other night.
Okay. Which? Which guy?
Which? That mean you're seeing a lot of guys right now?
Which is fine.
I mean, not
That's
a lot.
Dating is.
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name is Abraham.
Oh my God. Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That freaking jerk wants to get a hold of me now?
He's not a jerk.
Well, I mean, no. Yeah. I can understand why you're so upset with him, Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Even he gets it.
I can't believe what kind of pathetic guy just ditches someone in the middle of a date and then like a radio station to get me on the phone and what?
I agree. Despicable. But we're just trying to do our jobs here and trying to help him reconnect with you because he did feel an honest vibe going on.
If he did feel an honest vibe, why would he do that? Like, I spent over an hour getting ready, and then he just abandoned me halfway through the meal. If he really had an honest connection with me, whatever, that wouldn't have happened.
Charlotte, I can tell you right now, he said it was 100% his fault. It was on him, but he couldn't tell you the reason why he had to leave. He just had to go.
Okay, fine. But then, like, he didn't tell you either?
No, that bothered me too. Honestly.
It's sketchy.
No, it's not like he has another girlfriend or wife or anything like that. It's nothing terrible.
Well, we don't know that.
You know, he has no explanation, and there is just no excuse. Like, I don't see any kind of situation unless there was some fantastic reason, like his apartment was on fire or his dog got loose and, like, I don't know, got run over, but I don't know why he wouldn't.
Oh, wow. Or his dog was on fire.
Yeah, or he got kidnapped in the bathroom against his will.
Oh, that's good, Jeff.
You know, maybe the reason isn't important. I think how he feels now and how he felt even at the time.
It does matter. I want to know.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we can't give you the answers to that, but someone who can is actually on the other line listening right now. It's Abraham.
Hey, Charlotte.
What? Oh, my God. Wow. This is how you try to talk to me? Oh, my God.
Listen. I wish that my house had been on fire.
Whoa.
What? Like, I wish that was what had happened.
Wow. Hopefully your insurance company isn't listening right now. God.
Because the truth is, it was something very bad and embarrassing happened. I needed to get out of that restaurant.
Like, what, was your ex there or something? Like, you need to tell me.
That would have been preferable.
Let's stop naming all the things we would have preferred to have happen.
I think in order for this to go well for you, you might need to tell everybody what happened in the bathroom.
We've all had terrible, embarrassing things happen. I once wet myself in a JCPenney dressing room.
Nobody asked.
I know, but sometimes it's easier to share when other people share first.
And look, you don't have to be specific either. Just give us a general idea of the problem that you faced.
Okay, all right, I'm going to say it, and the only reason I'm doing this is because I really like you, Charlotte, and I want to go on a second date with you, and so the only reason I'm going to embarrass myself.
See?
Okay?
Oh, it's kind of sweet, right?
It is sweet.
If she says yes.
Okay, just say it.
Okay. I was very excited for our date, and I was very nervous, so I was drinking a lot of water, and I had to go to the bathroom. Uh-huh. And so I ran into the bathroom, and I went for the first urinal without even thinking, and I didn't wash my hands before I went to the bathroom. And if you remember
before
I went into the bathroom, I was eating hot wings and I didn't properly clean off my fingers.
Oh.
And then
I went
to the bathroom and I was in a lot of pain.
That happened to my husband once.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Don't laugh at his pain.
Let him keep going.
Sorry.
So you, what?
I think you know what happened. I had hot wings sauce on my fingers, and then it touched a very sensitive area.
And it's like, what are you supposed to do? Run to the bathroom and wash it off in the sink? Like, you can't.
You actually can't. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no. Ow.
So you were in a lot of pain.
Yeah, a glass of milk won't fix that.
Oh, my yikes. God. I am so sorry.
Yeah.
It makes sense
That
now.
Is so embarrassing.
Like, he tried to warn you.
I had no idea. Like, I feel so horrible for you right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Spicy wings, bro.
I wanted to come and talk to you in person, but I was in so, I mean, like, there was tears coming down my face. I had to get home and take a shower.
What do you say? I'm burning down there. I gotta go. Like, no.
Can you imagine what the other people in the bathroom thought as you're crying?
Don't tell them that, Brooke.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. It's so funny.
There's like layers of embarrassment here.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I can't believe he just publicly embarrassed himself in order to go out with you one more time.
Yeah, like, something was definitely on fire.
Yeah.
True.
We can create a different type of fire and keep the spark of romance going.
Oh, no wing restaurant, please.
I don't know. We can have some ranch dip. In
what?
No,
it's getting worse.
Okay. I'm just going to ask it flat out then. Charlotte, we'd like to send you and Abraham out on another date and we'll pay for it.
Honestly, when you first called me, I was like, there's no chance in hell.
But?
I got to say, like, that takes some guts to say this. Me on the radio, so I appreciate the effort, and sure.
Yay! All right.
Oh my God,
Abraham, we're two for two with you now on second date update.
Holy crap! Wait, what do you mean two for two?
Oh.
You know what? I'll tell you about it at our next date.
Okay.
Yeah. It's an embarrassing story. I'd rather not talk about it on the air in front of people. I'm a little shy.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We got our wet naps ready because Abraham and Charlotte are both back for an extra spicy edition of the second date update.
Let's hope not.
I have a feeling that he is only ordering really tame vanilla food from here on out.
No sauce, please. Yeah. Naked wings.
Abraham, Charlotte, welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Hey, thanks for having us. Hey.
Oh my God, I'm so excited to talk to you two.
How's your relationship?
We're doing pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty strong.
You're still going strong.
Look at that. You're finishing each other's sentences,
Slash talking over each other and not listening.
Jeff's annoyed. Yeah.
Whatever. What's the big update, though? Like, just that you guys are together and you're doing good?
It's working?
Yeah, we're really happy.
Uh-oh.
I do have kind of a bone to pick with you guys.
Oh.
With us?
Why? Yeah, with you guys.
What?
So, you know how you guys gave us a gift card for the second date?
Yeah. So that we would pay for your meal when you went out again?
We do it with everyone.
So it expired. It was already expired.
Jeffrey, I blame Jeffrey.
Wait. It was expired when you got it, or you waited too long to go out?
No. We went like a week afterwards.
Oh, no.
And then like they just said, sorry, it's not valid anymore.
Oh, no.
That's embarrassing. On promotions. They do give us the old gift cards.
Unless Alexis took it into like one of the suntan beds with her and like
deactivated it.
Yeah,
like,
it's a possibility.
God.
That's so embarrassing.
I'm sorry.
Oh, guys.
Did you contact our promotions department?
No. We ended up just splitting the bill, and it was just kind of a funny story for our friends.
About this cheap radio station. I feel like I should Venmo you some money or someone
do
on the
that
show.
Brooke. Yes. No, let's all vote maybe Brooke Venmo.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Brooke will send you $2,000. Just give us our Venmo.
Nice.
Like $60.
I wouldn't complain about that.
Okay, right. That's not true. Yeah. Okay. Don't listen to him. That's also an expired offer.
It's on air. It's legal.
But your guys's relationship, that's still intact.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's been 8 or 9 months. We just we avoid any place that sells wings, basically.
Good.
Yep. Good. That's super sweet.
I would be able to eat wings on my own.
You're scarred. That's great.
I hope you guys serve him at the wedding.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Imagine spending $70,000 on just one food item for 2 years.
Whoa.
Dang.
That's what one guy's been doing, and he says he'd spend twice that much if his wife would let him.
Oh my gosh.
What is this?
Plus the 10-second wedding clip that's gone viral with over 40 million views, but not in the fun wedding march flash mob, isn't that sweet kind of way.
Uh-oh.
It's more the uh-oh, red flag, super cringe, this is trouble kind of way.
Uh-oh.
You're going to hear what happened in a brand new
Woo! TikTok click shock.
That's coming up at 8:10. Doctors just found the new best way to cure hiccups is to hold a cube of frozen soy milk in your mouth.
Gross.
Are you kidding?
Hang upside down from a telephone wire.
Okay.
Then pull out your phone and film yourself for a
Woo! TikTok click shot.
Now I get it.
Hiccups cured.
Wow.
So if you see someone dangling from a wire over your street, they just have the hiccups.
Those are called tick-ups.
Yeah. Just ignore them.
Yep. TikTok.
They're doing TikTok click shot because we're all shocked at how many clicks that viral video has been getting. Got some of the biggest TikToks of the past week ready.
Okay.
Let's get to your first TikTok click shot. And if you listen to our show regularly, you know that I'm addicted to chocolate muffins and 5-hour energies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Brooke
yeah.
is addicted to mini chocolate candy bars.
Yes,
and
I know.
Our own Jose is addicted to celibacy.
Yeah.
I am. Just, don't you laugh at me.
He can't get enough of it right
now. I am a man of the Lord.
It just hits so good.
But there's a 54-year-old man named Mark King who's making headlines right now because he is deeply addicted to cheese.
Oh. I feel that, Mark.
Yeah, we can relate. Yeah.
I don't know if you feel it like Mark feels
okay,
it.
What
you
do you
know
mean?
He's serious because in the last 2 years, he spent over $70,000
what?
Eating two blocks of cheddar a day.
Oh, wait, bro.
How is his
ever...
digestion?
Thank you,
he's earned himself the nickname the Cheese King.
Yeah, that's
right. I don't think anyone would argue that.
Can I guess if he's single or not?
You guess. Go ahead.
I'm going to go single.
Actually, no.
What?
Happily married man.
Wow. This guy isn't celibate, and I am.
And he's getting millions of views on TikTok where he shares his cheese forward lifestyle with the world.
How could you possibly eat two blocks
a
day?
Yeah, is it plain or is it mixed in stuff?
And does he slice it or does he just take the block and eat a chunk out?
I mean, a whole block?
A lot of comments are warning him he's going to have a heart attack because of all the cheese.
But
he says, all of his blood work comes back totally fine because he's been doing this for so long that his body has acclimated itself to the dairy product.
Oh, is that what that works?
I don't think so. I think it's usually just genetic. Okay. Unfortunately, you know, like my skinny husband has cholesterol issues.
It's like the last guy you would think.
Just bad genes.
Well, now Mark says he eats cheese with every single meal, including breakfast.
Okay, well, that
just
means
sprinkles
eggs?
Shredded cheddar on top of his frosted flakes.
He's like, can I get a cheese omelet but hold the omelet?
But
so gross.
He does say he skips macaroni and cheese.
What?
Because it's not quite cheesy enough for him.
Oh, bro, what, you
with
are
two
doing
blocks,
it right.
you can't make it cheesy enough?
I think he doesn't like the fake cheese.
Just grade the cheese over the cheese.
You can
mac
make
and cheese.
You can make homemade mac and cheese. It's the best anyway.
That is the better kind.
Yeah.
Mark claims he would put an entire block of cheese into one sandwich and would happily eat four blocks a day if his wife would let him.
It just doesn't get old.
I just can't swallow thinking about how dry is.
Oh,
like, it's just
water.
Stuck.
Unfortunately, his wife loves him and has been trying to get him to eat just one cheddar block per day, trying to get him down from two.
They need to buy their own cow at this point.
The cheese shop near where Mark lives specifically reserves two blocks of cheese just for him every single day.
Keep him in business.
They know him that well.
He's got a whole cheese shop around the city.
Yep.
I mean, okay, Mark.
A level of fame that we can only hope to achieve.
Yeah,
someday.
Right, cheese man.
Oh,
that was a TikTok click shock. You're next.
Woo! TikTok click shock.
What do you do if you put a short clip of your wedding up on TikTok and it gets 41 million views?
Whoa.
Must have been a beautiful wedding.
Well, that's what one woman did recently, and she never expected the intense blowback she got from the internet.
What happened? What'd she do at her wedding that was so bad?
Because the clip shows the bride and groom walking down the aisle arm in arm together after they say I do.
Nice.
I'm going to show you the picture of
it
here.
Okay, what's wrong with it?
The problem is the bride is beaming and smiling. She is so happy she just married the man of her dreams.
I just
the whole church, meanwhile, is cheering and clapping for them.
No.
But the groom,
he
is face down staring at his phone the entire time he walks back down the aisle.
Maybe he he's FaceTiming someone important?
Who?
There's
who?
No one more important than the person you're marrying, Alexis.
Yeah. Unless
she
it's like,
looks so beautiful.
Oh, I know.
See, the million-dollar question is, what is he doing on his phone?
Yeah. Let me guess, like fantasy sports or something?
The internet's divided. Some were saying he might be checking scores of his favorite sports team or doing fantasy sports.
It is not okay.
Still not, yeah.
Not okay.
Dozens of people trolled him saying he's checking in with his side piece.
No, it better be like a dying grandma that's on the phone. That is the only excuse
like
I will take.
FaceTime, like Alexis.
Others suggested maybe it's DoorDash because he's hungry after a very stressful day.
You have a whole catered event.
I can't wait until the event, until
as
the reception.
If he's ordering his bride her favorite thing, I'm okay with it.
But the comments were never ending, predicting the future demise of this marriage.
So did the bride respond?
Well, ultimately it got so intense the original video was taken down by a family member that posted
that's
it.
Not good.
But the copycat videos keep circulating, and someone who claims to have been there says this was not the official walk back down the aisle. They say the couple went back into the church to take more photos with the family afterwards.
Okay.
And this video was them leaving the second time.
Maybe he's looking at what Pinky's going to post, you know?
Yeah.
That's true.
I still don't think it's okay.
It does
is that
look
bad?
Bad.
I mean, it's not as bad, but like, let's put our phones away on our wedding day. We just paid how much money for a photographer?
Well, that's true.
Some people are saying he's probably looking through some of the group pics that were taken using his phone.
Mm-hmm. The group doesn't care what the pictures look like.
Maybe he was giving some directions to someone to the reception, his side piece, perhaps. Either way, we all agree, not a great look.
No, not great.
And the family is in full-on damage control right
now. Yeah.
But those are your
TikTok click shot
stories for the day. We got a first-time player on the phone today.
Okay.
Her name is Caitlin from Mount Vernon.
Is this her 8 Mile moment?
It is, because normally she works with kids at a school.
Uh-huh.
So she knows what adversity is, but her greatest challenge is happening right here, right now, when she takes on Brooke, who her husband describes as tough.
Wow.
Tough on the eyes.
Wait, what?
I don't know what he meant by that, but
is that your husband?
Caitlin, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Why is your husband gotta be so mean?
Oh, I know. Pretty straightforward though. He likes to say it like it is.
I was like hoping he had
You're piling on.
She just agrees.
You're piling on. Caitlin.
Facts are facts.
Yes. She's like, I'm ugly, but I'm smart. That's why I'm here.
I hope he's kinder to you.
I may have added the on the eyes part.
Oh.
He just said tough.
No.
So. Okay.
We're going to send Brooke out of the studio. While that happens, you know how the game works. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know, you can say pass, but you have to beat her outright to win. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right.
You're Eminem. This is your moment. Your time starts now. Today is World Ocean Day. Which ocean is the smallest?
Pacific.
How many inches are in 2 feet?
24.
When a rabbit is born, what sense do they not have at first?
Pass.
In what children's fairy tale does the phrase fee-fi-fo-fum come from?
Pass.
How many hurdles are there in an Olympic 400-meter hurdles race?
15.
What creature is Mushu in Disney's Mulan?
Monkey?
All right, got those answers in, Caitlin. Good work. Brooke's going to come back into the studio. And our producer asked you what your favorite part of the show was, and you said Winbrook's Bucks and phone taps?
Yes.
Cool!
Do you have a favorite phone tap person?
You know, Jose's was really good this morning. I think that was...
Okay, try again. Try again. Do you have a favorite phone tap
keep
person?
Going until you pick Jeffrey, just so you know.
It's me next, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. It is Brooke.
And then is it Alexis with the three that she's done, or is it Jeffrey?
Let's go Alexis.
Uh-huh.
Yay! Okay.
Yep.
Stick with the girls.
Yeah.
Wow. Jose and the women. Okay.
What about when we just do the computer voices?
Yeah. What about dead air? Like, how about when nothing's dead? You love that? All right. Let's go over to Brooke.
Yeah, I'm ready, for you. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, phone tap champ, here we go.
Your moment,
your time starts now. Today is World Ocean Day. Which ocean is the smallest?
Indian?
Oh, good guess. How many How many inches are in 2 feet?
24.
Wow, smarty pants. When a rabbit is born, what sense do they not have at first?
Sight.
Oh, you know everything, huh? In what children's fairy tale does the phrase fee-fi-fo-fum come from?
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, good work, Einstein. How many hurdles are there in an Olympic 400-meter hurdles race?
10.
Oh, well, look at me. What creatures moosh you in Disney's Mulan?
A dragon.
I've had enough of this. Let's go to the scoreboard and end this thing once and for all with Jose.
Uh-oh. This backfired.
Oh, Bolaños. That's it. That's him during a phone tap.
Yeah, that is. Caitlin loved it. You got one correct today, Caitlin.
Oh, no. Everybody's sad.
Digital Jake can't stop laughing.
And we all know that the real winner here is Jeff today. But
yeah. Thank you.
The traditional winner would be Brooke with 5 correct.
Caitlin,
you're fun.
It could have gone differently for you, but
that's all right.
It went the way it went.
It's been fun having you on the show.
It really has been. Let's go over the answers for everybody. It's World Ocean Day. The smallest ocean is the Arctic Ocean.
Pacific is the largest, just so you know.
Yeah.
She said Pacific.
I think she knows. How many inches are in 2 feet? Just enough. Or 24 inches.
That's just enough.
just
that is frightening. Just
Jeff.
The right amount.
For Jeff.
My gosh.
When a rabbit is born, they don't have a sense of sight. They're born blind. Fee, fi, fo, fum comes from the fairy tale Jack and the Beanstalk. That's what the giant says when he smells Jack in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird.
Why are you laughing right now?
No, they 400-meter hurdles that has 10 hurdles total in it. And Mushu from Disney's Mulan is a dragon.
I did always wonder, how does a giant smell a tiny... Like, I don't smell an ant when it comes in the room.
Yeah. Humans notoriously have terrible smell. So maybe giants have better smell.
Oh, maybe the mythology.
Got to the bottom of that. That was good.
It's a big nose.
Jeff's like, and that's your favorite guy.
Right, that's part of the show. So, you know, Caitlin, we can't give you any money here, but just for playing, you win a $100 gift card to Squeezed.
Yeah.
What have you been drinking
Tell
this morning?
Jeff.
Squeezed is the best juice cleanse of the summer, Caitlin, if you didn't know. Is it Caitlin?
Yeah, it's still Caitlin. She hasn't changed her name.
Right now, you can get 20% off and free same-day delivery if you use the code word summer. Don't forget to select Brooke, your favorite, at Movin925 when you check out, okay?
Oh, man.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right.
That
we
was a fun
game.
Okay. All right, Caitlin, thank you so much for playing.
Don't worry. We're not going to let Jeff drive home today.
We're going to be back. We'll do Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.